Security guards and police officers far outnumbered the voters exiting the polling place in Irvine, just south of Los Angeles this morning. Despite the atmosphere of tight security, Alia Majid was ebullient when she walked out with her husband and 20-year-old daughter. They're all Iraqi citizens who've lived in Southern California for 4 years. All three have just registered to vote for the first time in their lives.
We always dreamt of voting. We never had this chance before. And I really did not realize how excited I was till the moment we were driving into the gate here. And it was a great feeling. I cannot even explain it.
But for many Iraqis in the United States, the opportunity to vote has been overshadowed by the poor planning for the election. With only 5 voting locations nationwide in Chicago, Detroit, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, many of the 260,000 eligible Iraqis in the United States find themselves hundreds of miles from the nearest polling place. June Chua, a spokeswoman for the overseas voting program in this country, says the feeling of aggravation should be balanced with awareness of this unprecedented opportunity.
You know, there will be people who will be disgruntled about it. We just hope that the majority of them can get to these areas and they get to do what they've wanted and waited all their lives to do.
But Alan Zangana, a Kurdish community organizer from San Diego, says many people in his community believe there should have been a polling place there.
People who have to work, they cannot leave San Diego twice to Los Angeles. They have to find babysitter for adults to go and register. It's a little bit not convenient.
Zangana says he proposed setting up a registration center in San Diego so that Iraqis would only have to make the trip to Los Angeles once to vote. But the election organizers declined, he says, citing fears of fraud.
We totally empathize with the Iraqis in the U.S. who are unable to take the time off, where the distance is too great, for a variety of reasons, cannot make it to a voting center.
Part of the problem is that the overseas election was hastily organized. It was just 2 months ago that the Iraqi government decided to have the overseas voting program. There simply wasn't enough time to handle every detail.
We're in new territory here. We're happy with what we've been able to do in such a short time span.
Raul Naqashbendi is an Iraqi Kurd who lives in Pacifica, a beach town just south of San Francisco. He thinks placing hopes on an election to unite Iraqi's population of Kurds, Shiites, and Sunnis is misguided.
These three ethnic groups have been very much bundled together against their will. If they really want an election, you break Iraq into 3 countries and then hold election in each region separately.
Naqashbendi's Iraqi friends are equally pessimistic. News about Iraq, Naqashbendi says, usually results in a flurry of information sharing, but that hasn't been the case with the news of the election.
I haven't seen anybody call me or tell me, you know, they're going to vote this way or that way, or getting excited about the election this time. It's just very much like a non-event.
But 38,000 Iraqis are still expected to vote at the Los Angeles location. The ballots won't list individual candidates because most expatriates wouldn't be familiar with their names. Instead, the ballots will allow voters to select from amongst one of Iraqi's new political parties, which now number well over 100. For Alia Majid, who will return to Los Angeles next Saturday with her family, such details are of little concern. She's just excited about being able to vote for the first time.
The only thing that I really want to do is to vote. I thought that I could make a difference, and I thought that that would count for me, not which party or whoever is going to take it.
Asked whether she finds it all a bit bittersweet in light of the violence in her country, Majid turns philosophical.
With the flowers, there is always a thorn, so it's like there is always a problem with something good. But at the end, the flower smells good and looks good, so we hope that the outcoming will be good.
For Free Speech Radio News, this is Thibaut Wirth.